My main guy is here, my main brother. Hello, Stasia, how are you?
Yeah, we day, Like, Charlie, the name you mentioned there.
So you know that me there, I'll be there.
Yeah.
The hardest part of
the
your
last
life.
Time somebody mentioned that but name, you know, Stasia.
They, you know me that they laugh at you with him.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you. And then my other favorite person has joined the group. Hey, TT.
Yay.
Hey, TT. Oh, TT, dear. Nami Adumu. But you know, say TT be gentleman, pa.
I'm not be gentleman, but kumbu.
It's a wanker, sir.
He looks gentle.
No, but he's no. I know what I'm saying.
No,
that.
From his own description.
If you know,
he looks.
Do you know you
gentle.
Can't? Want to me man a compliment, David? I say you are doing too much for him. Guy, take the compliments and run away with it.
No,
is typical of our location. Or
yeah,
when you meet a Ghanaian woman and you tell her why you feel as you why,
it's like we don't believe it.
Yeah,
I say.
You are not
lying
made
to me.
To on when him send why
no,
him.
No, when you key. Tell me that, I tell you I know.
Why you fe? Just say thank you or say wow.
Hey, see, I didn't make a thank you. Oh, you're fine. Thank you. You're beautiful. Oh, thank you, brah. Yeah.
Tom can't even ask, are you sure?
Am I sure? Say, I'm claiming it to my full chest. Let me share with you guys what we're discussing this afternoon has got a lot of our listeners all riled up and, you know, upset. Dear Auntie and now, I've been married for 6 years and we have 2 children together. But before I met my husband, he was married to another woman and they had a son. Their marriage ended after several misunderstandings and she relocated to another region. Over the years, I accepted my husband's son as my own. And never stopped him from supporting the child. In fact, I encouraged him to be present in the son's life. 3 months ago, his ex-wife lost her job and was evicted from her apartment. Since then, she has been struggling financially. Now, just last week, my husband sat me down and told me he wanted to bring her into our home, temporarily, in quotes, so she could get back on her feet and be closer to their son when she visits. I was shocked. He insisted it's nothing romantic between them and that he says he's only trying to help the mother of his child. He also says if the situation were reversed, he would expect me to help someone in need. Honey. But I'm uncomfortable because I feel bringing an ex-wife into our matrimonial home crosses a boundary. Since that conversation, we've been arguing constantly. My husband says I'm being selfish and heartless. I say he is disrespecting our marriage. Some of his family members support him and say I should be understanding. My family thinks I should never agree to such an arrangement. Andy and I, am I wrong for refusing to let my husband's ex-wife move into our home, even if it's temporary? What would you do if you were in my shoes? Girl, you don't want to know. Is helping an ex-partner in need a sign of kindness, or is it a threat to the peace of marriage? A peace of a marriage. Last question she asked. That's one. It makes sense, girl. Please, we're live on Facebook. Join the conversation, please. I want to hear from you. I know you are very, very upset. Some of you just heard it, and I can feel that you know that. Like people saying that the termity, the impudence of a dying cockroach. I like that in Baba. Share your thoughts at 0548-841039. Which one of my beautiful gentlemen will go? Hello?
Yeah.
The thing, it's a shocker to people, eh? Titi, would you ever decide that somebody you dated in the past, probably, like hypothetically speaking, wouldn't they woba? They say, oh, come and stay in my house. People are shocked.
Your wife is listening.
Oh yes,
she is.
You know,
I'm just reminding him.
Yeah, she
what? She.
She should allow the ex-wife to come and live with him.
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
She should.
Yes.
Why?
You know, when the guy has already checked out and now insists, you know, maybe give your husband the benefit of the doubt and just use it as a test case to see really if your husband truly loves you
hey.
And come can keep his words. You know, nah, this is one of the most ridiculous stories I've ever come across.
But you know how human beings
can. I don't know how confident a man can get. The thing, even if when it is afar, it is dangerous. Just communication, and to an extent that you want to, who sees fire and still it. Want to, run into it. Financial problem, and you are emotional about it, and you feel for her. Hey, romantic. When romance sets in, when he says, "Oh, kwaya ku," you need to say, "Na uyiri oche uyi edie."
Hey,
na no kai star away. With me, even. My friend.
What are you doing?
You can't even think about this. This one is non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
If it is because of your son that you want to bring the mom home, get a one bedroom somewhere for the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the son close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let your wife take care of the. I mean, already, she's even confessed that. She's been the one encouraging you to take care of
the
them.
Little boy, yeah.
I'm sure a woman like this will still have a room, to bring your child closer to the family.
Mm-hmm.
So you, for the benefit of your child, bring your child home. Then get a room somewhere for your ex whilst you try sorting her out. They said, no, for me, you can never, me, no man, you, listen, even if nothing happens, imagine one day you close from work, you come and you see your ex and your husband sitting there, smiling and laughing.
Hey. My mind has even started running to places already.
Unless you want to kill your marriage, this one is just, You've made the decision to end your relationship, and then go back to your ex. That is it. And as a man, you should be bold to do that. It is, you know, it's not as if he can't do it, but this one is looking for trouble.
Yeah.
How you are going to relate to her? How you are going to receive her? How she will approach you? Please, my man, don't put your... I mean, she's right. Her family, they are right. She should not entertain this.
No.
It is a no-go area. Then the husband should choose between unknowing the ex.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, it is looking for trouble.
Yeah.
It is a no-no for me. Me, if it is my sister, the thing, when it is even some few meters away from us, we have issues.
Still,
how much more you wake up? So one day, imagine one day you wake up and you tell your husband, honey, I'm going to work. Husband says, oh, today I don't feel like going to work.
You will go to work. We will go together. You will help me at my office. Hey,
living
I should leave you
under
there with
the same
her.
Roof with a woman that she's been.
You will go to work, you can't even concentrate.
You can't. I mean, this is. Don't inconvenience yourself. Don't put your. I mean, this one. I say, Unifi. Why do you want to go and bring problem? My best advice, tell your husband, if it is because of his son, you agree. You let the son come home.
Mm-hmm.
Your ex-wife is an adult.
Yeah.
It might be one of the most difficult situations. You get a room somewhere. Yeah? Let her start life.
Yeah.
But bringing her into the same... Perhaps she even has a better memory with the husband than you.
Yes.
And the one of the most dangerous thing is a couple who they've separated or divorced, and one way or the other found a way to come back and communicate and laugh and smile. It means they've forgotten everything. It means everything that came in between them that caused the separation or the divorce, they've forgotten it.
Yeah.
And you know what? This time, they can even live together without any fight.
Yeah.
Because they've both learned their lessons.
Mm-hmm.
They've agreed to iron out their differences. And now, because they think this is what really brought about the issue that led to our separation, none of them will make sure they revisit.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the conversation will be, oh, so did you miss me? Oh, so how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so your food, is it, you know, one day, by the time you close, the woman you close from work, by the time you come, she has prepared your husband's favorite food. So, uti anye ye non me duane no asin wa.
Wewu
wekun.
And no no ko e.
There will be trust issues.
Hmm.
First of all,
he's about to open a can of worms.
I mean, this is a no-go area. Don't start it, Mr. Man. Whatever Christian love or religious love you've developed, agape love you've developed for your ex, please. Please manage it. Find some block natto between your wife. If you really love your wife, if you really think about her, if you appreciate her efforts, if you really want to go far with her in that relationship, I beg you in the name of God, save your wife. Preserve her. Give her some kind of energy around, positive energy around the relationship. See, she'll be thinking, she'll be crying, she'll be insinuating, manufacturing thoughts that are not there.
Yeah.
And no matter how, let's say, fidelity you are, no matter how...
How fidel, forget.
Or fidel, or how... No matter how angelic you see yourself as a man. Saint.
Yeah.
Deputy Jesus Christ.
Please.
There is no way your ex-wife... Close. If you ever cry, she will not sound but down.
Ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I
crow. Maybe one of the rooms now. Hey, yes, we mobile.
Why is it that there is no problem and you just want to invite problem upon yourself?
I say you've seen something. Horror movie.
I'm there. The thing is there. Everything is in black and white. No,
don't
call
it. Do it.
Everything
don't do it.
Is
don't
there.
Do
everything
it.
Is showing.
Don't do, I'll do
that.
Don't
it
do,
will
I'll
happen. Mm-hmm. It will happen. It will happen. Why do you want there to be there when there is no there?
Meanwhile, family members too are encouraging. Oh yes, bring a support. Be another. I won't be an understanding wife.
You know, he's the man of the family.
Same
he's
thing
well
I was
to
thinking.
Do. He's well to do.
Yeah.
He's the financier. And in that family, no one will disagree with him.
Because of the money.
His words and decisions are final.
Hey. Yeah, and amen.
And for me, I'm tired, but woman, don't agree.
That one, dear.
Don't agree today. Don't agree tomorrow.
Yeah. First of all,
yes, sir.
Let me clap for the guy. He's done well. He's done well.
Uh-huh.
Because you see, these are the people we want.
How?
People who feel the pain for others. Why are you laughing? Why don't you know they trust me?
I know they
But I'm gonna give
I know you too well. I know the person. He's not what you think it is or what he's going to do. No, please be coming down.
No, but the guy has done well.
He's done well. I agree with you.
He's done well. You see, feeling others' pain is godly.
Yes. Agape.
Especially somebody. You've shared a common
bed with,
apart from bed, like feelings together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not okay. Somebody who you've seen each other's nakedness together.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, you know, so you share that bond, you know, irrespective of the fact that maybe irreconcilable differences came out and you decided to go separate ways, but that bond is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it goes beyond the bond between just you and her, but there is a baby in there, so it makes the connection very tight.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I'm saying that the guy is so generous and God will help him for thinking about his ex. If all exes were to be like this, the world would have been a better place to be. Titi, have you ever checked on your ex to ask him, hey, do you have any problem that I can help? Have you ever done that?
No, like, honestly, like, it sounds funny, but, like, it's very caring.
Excuse me. I said let him finish.
You know,
don't interrupt. Let him finish what he's doing.
But, you see, the fact that it tends didn't work out does not mean that you guys are enemies.
Yeah. The girl have not said they are enemies.
No, but that is why... No, I am saying it. That is why I like...
No, so Kumi, right now, who are you speaking for? Like, honestly,
I'm not speaking.
Why
no,
are you why in a hurry? Let the person
no,
land.
No, I beg you. I beg you.
Shed, we are not in a debate talk. Club.
I'm speaking my mind. I'm not speaking. I'm speaking my mind.
Okay.
This is theory according to Kumi.
I have changed my mind.
You changed your mind. The way you started.
The guy has done well.
He's done very well.
Because if all our exes were to check up on us and know our problems, I'm sure somebody, maybe one of your exes, is now big and can solve your problem.
Yes.
But because you are not getting in touch, you think you are big. You see, the ex, knowing that the guy Udogu can do it and has a baby with him, decided to tell him her problem. So say, tell your problems. Say it. Tell your problems. Say
tell
it after me.
Problems.
Tell your problems.
Tell your problems.
Don't keep your problems to yourself.
I keep my problems to myself.
Especially when you know that the person you are telling your problem to is so generous enough to sacrifice everything for you, even though things didn't work out. So tell your problems.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy has done well by considering the ex and knowing the pain the ex is going through. And because you see, there are some people, after separation, they want to see you fall. They want to see you cry.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see you disgraced.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy could have done that. Yet, he's concerned because he doesn't want to see the ex suffer and disrespected. Because she cannot stay outside. She cannot go around gallivanting and wandering around without having anywhere to stay. So he is thinking about it. That is a good ex. To find ex, we found ex. Are you with me?
Yes, we are with you.
Yes, because you see, there are exes who even go to the shrine, to the extent of going to the shrine, to do things to make sure their exes will never be happy, will never get rich, will never find peace. Yes, tell me I'm lying.
Somehow.
Yeah, there are exes like that. So if you get an ex who in your times of difficulty still thinks about you, you are blessed. So the lady is blessed. Say, I'm blessed.
She's blessed.
You see, the lady is blessed.
Mm-hmm.
People go live out of relationship with pain and they turn enemies. Me, I don't believe in that. However, this is where the problem comes from. Mm-hmm. You can be generous. Generosity is a blessing. But you should know the extent at which you carry your generosity to. He is accusing the wife, the current wife, of not being caring. Because she is not accepting a potential threat into her domain.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who have allowed people that they know is a threat to their life to fester in their camp.
Mm-hmm.
You allow a Jonah into your boat. Somebody, when you are paddling together, will be digging holes in the ship. You allow them into your space, into your cycle, and they turn serpents against you.
Mm-hmm.
I know a presenter who took a friend to the workplace and a show. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, sir.
Introduced the friend. By the time the friend started coming around, by the time she realized the friend has made other friends, has made clicks, has gotten closer to management of that, you know,
establishment.
And she was kicked out, and the friend is now doing the show.
You don't mirror
it. I mean it. We will talk about that.
Hey,
you've started. Finish.
No, I'm not finished. I'm not. I can't finish.
For closed doors.
The issue. No, I cannot finish here. Yes, and I cook on 2 bedroom. What is here? So sometimes, in the name of trying to look good, we allow certain things that we shouldn't have condoned in the first place. Yes, it be any word, but one here, then you twice here, you cast you twice here. But if I do that, people will say I'm bad. So you know the person is a thief.
But
you've employed the person into your company. What do you expect him to do?
He will steal.
These are some of the problems we have as a people.
Mm-hmm.
We want to please people. We want to live for others.
Yeah.
So the woman is right. Prevent your territory. Prevent your territory. That is why when in the Bible, when the Israelites went to war, God gave an instruction. Make sure nobody survives, not even their animals. And they went to show face. God who created them has given an instruction, and they love people more than the God who created the people. So they spared some of them, and they became an albatross around their neck. Sometimes we entertain certain stupidity. Sorry to use that word. And later we go around blaming people. Who do you blame?
Yourself.
You always say something. But somebody will disrespect you because you don't respect yourself. If you allow her into the fold, to come and do what? She doesn't have anywhere to stay. Is your home a charity?
No.
You see, there is a common interest, a baby in there.
He's not really a baby. He has
gone. No, whichever way, there is a child in there. But there is no marriage.
Yes.
The fact that you should be generous. Mm-hmm. That is why I said you should know the extent at which you take it to. What if she comes and starts making sexual advances towards your husband? Will you be comfortable, as TT asked, to leave the two of them alone when you are not there? Will you be comfortable? Can the three of you sit around one table and eat together and have fun together? Are you that comfortable? Now let me come to the man. A man who has to be convinced to take care of his child. Is he a man?
Mm-mm.
Because the story says it took the woman to encourage him to take care of the child
and be present in the child's life.
Look, such an irresponsible character trying to play Jesus Christ in Jesus in your friend saying, yeah, Jesus Christ movie, you know, your friend saying Passion of Christ.
Passion of Christ, yes.
See, somebody who does not even think about Onwaneba. now wants to play the hero in the excess life, which is not bad anyway.
Senior but
the location is wrong. The location is wrong. From the story, I can see there was no closure between him and the ex. So there's some iota of affection. I'm not saying go and fight your ex, but it should be purely platonic. That is why there is a saying that gentia dada and can't afford the name of the power.
Lai mumu.
So if the woman complains, what wrong has she done? It is her responsibility to protect
her territory, her
family, and her territory. If you care so much, then find a way to settle her or let her be. It's as simple as that. I'm talking about the ex. Or let her find her own way. Unless you don't care when your new, if your new marriage gets destroyed, you don't care. And apart from that, I can see that maybe the guy wants to have two wives.
In this economy,
And it's possible, buy one get one free. And so akwaba, so you become the addition. There are guys like that. They will accommodate you, then use you, because you are at their beck and call. That one too is there. Now let's flip this coin. Should it be that it was the lady who told the husband, honey, I saw my ex today.
Hey,
he was not looking good at all. Honey, can you borrow me some money to go and give to him to start something in life? What would be the end result? Said, would you do that?
Oh, me, I can. I can.
He's too interesting for me. Shed. What you will not do, he'll do.
No.
What do you mean? No, I can. Not for the fact that that is my woman's ex, but then, you know, you have to be generous enough to help like the needy, you know. So like from the perspective of helping the needy.
But on the surface, few people would.
Yeah.
Let alone telling you that, honey,
I'm gonna stay with that.
My ex has been kicked from his home. He cannot pay rent.
Can he come and live with us?
He's homeless, honey. Please.
Man.
I'm begging you.
Man.
That other room.
Can he come and stay inside?
Can he come and at least restructure himself?
For
at least
here.
Yeah, in the house. And for at least here. If he day here, if I cook, he go chop some. He go get somewhere, lay in head. After all, you get picky, honey. You see, do unto others
as you want others to do unto you.
If you don't enjoy chewing pepper because it is too hot for your mouth, don't expect another person to do same. You are being inhuman. And the people who are encouraging the guy to do so, even the devil has friends. Even the devil have friends. So there will always be somebody to cheer you on, whether you are doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I'm not surprised
that his family members are okay.
Because there are people who may not even love the relationship in the first place.
Yeah.
And knowing that the ex was a nyampanache, it was marriage, there are people who may still prefer the ex to the new one.
Very true.
And they will sing that drum. But to let you feel bad and pin you down, they will use this blackmailing, they call it dark psychology, blackmailing technique, to let you look bad in the eyes of people. Emotional blackmail. They will torture your senses so that you succumb to their pressure to show face and show love. Then when the problems begin to roar its head, they will use that person as their pillar against you, support her and fight you.
Yeah.
Bruh, when in now. The fact that you are generous does not mean so wedge me. Think, be a man. You know, be reasonable and think like a man.
Shed.
Okay, so that was a great submission. Shout outs to Godfather and Dustin. Shout outs to my wife. This month is her birthday.
Hey, wifey.
You know something? The guy may not be generous. The guy may still be in love with the ex. Still in love. Now, the guy is not serious, but the lady is extra not serious. Why is the lady not serious? Look, you know, if I'm able to tell you that, let me say, AJ, you're a pastor. If I'm able to come,
let's say, I'm a pastor.
You're a pastor, and I'm able to come to you and tell me that, AJ, Charlie, I'm George Bakubie.
Hey, how?
Which means there are.
You know I do it.
I know you do it.
Yes.
Meaning there are some boundaries, or there are some things, or like there are some traits which actually, you know, defines you in that manner.
Like, now, like the guy who go police station say, somebody come by and re-way.
Yeah.
You know the pay, so you know the, so the police will go arrest the guy, make it take him money.
Was he high?
So this is the point. So I want to take it from the perspective of where the lady is extremely not serious before I come to the guy.
Okay.
Now the lady is not serious because I feel she has given more room. You know, Kumi was talking about the lady protecting her territory. Yes. She hasn't. Because if you have, there are some conversations. Look, your partner should even feel like should be remorseful or should be scared telling my wife that, baby, please, can you do this for me? Not because he's scared of you, but because you've created some boundaries.
And
some, that is the point. So the lady hasn't protected her territory at all.
Is it because she was encouraging the man to be in the child's life and stuff?
No. So the point is that even I want to come to the encouragement part. For the encouragement part, that is where I'm saying that the lady is not even serious. Look, don't marry a man who has bitterness in his heart for the ex. Because there is still love, but an issue is the reason why they ended. Only marry a man who ended. You know, things went very mutual. Charlie, you know, this thing is not working. So let's do... Which means you are very safe. Now, when you marry a man who only has a pain because he has a pain in the heart, so I am not marrying my ex, it means that the very day that, you know, that bitterness is going to vanish, the possibility of him developing another feeling for the ex again is high. So I blame the lady. Now, the lady knows so well that this man is only getting married to her.
Darren married 6 years old.
Is that what?
6 years
old. Oh, it's possible. People, there are people who are still in love with their girlfriends in class 3.
Abai.
It's true. Imagine Michelle met the wife at class 6.
Okay.
So let's say, if I dated a lady in class 6 and I really loved her, and for some reasons, you know, she traveled outside the country, and AJ, why? Is it because
I need water?
AJ, I'm a poop.
You are choked.
AJ, I'm a poop.
I know I need water. There's water in my bag. Please take my water.
So, for some reason, so if this man is still in love with the lady, and look, they have solved their differences and the current wife doesn't know. The man has solved the differences with the ex-wife and this man doesn't know. And this current wife doesn't know.
Probably.
They have. Because for you to be able to tell your ex-wife, come and live with me, what courage does the ex-wife has to be able to let the man know that this is what I'm going through. Because for all you know, there is no way the ex-wife is still going to be single after that marriage. Probably she's having an affair with another man. But what courage does that ex-wife has to be able to tell you that this is what I'm going through? And for you to tell
your wife
clearly means that the man is not matured and the wife is also not serious. Because if you had created some boundaries, he can't even come and tell you this.
Wait, Shed, I get where you're coming from. So should she have been mean towards the child or what? Because
no.
You've accepted that, oh, my husband came, we met and he already has a kid. So that part of not being serious, I agree.
Yeah.
Is it because they were talking, they were in contact? There's a child there, like we all saying. So what? How did she not protect it enough? You understand me? I get where I'm coming from. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the point. You know, it's been long. I saw my ex-wife. I feel something in her wrong. Oh, baby, no, it's fine. Depends who, then you can go. No.
I get it. Like the
man being able to tell you that I want my ex-wife to live with her, with us. There may even be a possibility that the current wife speaks regularly with the ex-wife.
Maybe.
There's a possibility. And which shouldn't be possible. At least once a while, even if you should speak to the ex-wife, that is in the presence of your husband. But, you know, behind the scene, the ex-wife can call her, you know, that level, how is my daughter? Then, you know, it's even an insult because she's also a lady like you. The moment your child is with her, you should have, you know, you should have the like the mindset that my child is safe. So you calling every day, automatically there is a bond between the current wife and the ex, because no ex will be comfortable enough to say, I want to stay in my ex-husband's matrimonial home.
Nobody would.
Meaning there is a relationship between you and your ex-husband, which is more than cordial relationship.
Yeah.
So I blame the lady for not really creating boundaries, in as much as the child being with her. And I blame the man for also not the wife's familiarity, like for using the wife's familiarity against her. Okay. Because I feel, you know, the wife has been so down that, oh, this is also my child, to the extent that the man is not wisening, like he's not manning up enough to know that my wife's good, like her,
you're taking her for granted,
like her benevolence shouldn't be her weakness.
Thank you. I understand now. I get it.
So the lady is not serious for not creating boundaries for the man to be able to come to her and tell her that, look, you know, there are some men who can, you know, with courage, they will, excuse my language, they love threesome. But they can't tell their wives that, mm-mm, baby, I want threesome, or maybe I want the other hoe.
He can't, he's afraid.
Yes, not because the lady doesn't open up, but because the lady has created some boundaries. There are some conversations, AJ, I can have with you. Mm-mm. Not because I'm sure, you know, there are some boundaries I know I won't cross. There are some, Kumi is really cool with me, but there are some conversations I won't have with Kumi because of the boundaries she has created.
Mm-hmm.
And as a human being, growing up, you should create boundaries. It's not about fear to ignite respect.
Mm-hmm.
So the man disrespecting you means that, you know, growth is when you check yourself when people offend you.
Yeah.
So the lady should check herself. She should check her boundaries, because the husband is at fault, but she is most at fault. Thank you.
I understand what you mean. I understand what you texted me.
I don't.
Yeah, I get it. Sometimes in life, Titi, this thing, if you say you don't agree, you were the same way you were talking to me about boundaries. Like, we go dirty on our body for here.
If by any chance, someone asks you to take full responsibility,
mm-hmm,
of your child upbringing, and you think if it is a problem, then you are the problem.
Yeah.
What wrong has she done that you gave birth with someone, and because you are no more with, you don't allow the mother's sin to affect your relationship with the son or the child? You get it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an ex-wife with a child, that child is not your ex-child.
No.
The child is your child. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone draws your attention that you have to take full responsibility of his upbringing, what wrong has she done? Eh? To an extent. So nobody is even, we are not even talking about the fact that you don't have a right to go and have an affair with your ex. We've not even mentioned that. Because elsewhere it happens. You get
so
it?
So there's something happening between him and his baby mama or his ex-wife.
We are not even talking about that.
I said it.
We've given. You were
out.
Okay, yeah. So there is a possibility. Yeah. So to that extent, please, there's no way. to an extent, you that one can even happen. You manage it outside your home.
Mm-hmm.
But to bring the woman
inside, the nerve you have.
That could do that courage.
Mm-hmm.
To think about that.
You know what?
Knowing very well.
Do you know? I can highly say that the ex has spent the night there before.
After the divorce.
After the divorce,
I don't think so.
Why are you saying that?
No. Maybe she paid a visit. It's late. Oh, honey, Maninda. For the man to be able,
no woman will do that. Trust me. Even today, siblings are separating marriages.
I get you.
Siblings.
Look, I get you.
No woman will, even when, I'm telling you, even when, that woman, no matter the relationship, their friends, they will not allow them to sleep there.
I get it.
To talk about the ex.
What I'm saying is that it looks like this lady is really generous. And really into the child. Even if the ex wants to spend the night, maybe it's raining. It's raining till 12 a.m.
Oh, she can't be human around.
Walk in the rain.
See,
I'm trying anymore.
See, you know, I'm thinking, no matter the situation, maybe the other woman is manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? So she's been able to use the child as a bait to get to the man. Let's take it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing such a woman into your marriage, what is the possibility that he will not manipulate you to hate your current wife?
Yeah.
Manipulate you to hate your own children?
Yeah.
There is another possibility, Krasa, she can even poison your wife because she wants to return. There are so many possibilities. Why do you want to make things difficult for yourself?
Not for himself, but for the woman. Because for him, he sees that as convenience.
Yeah. But for whatever agenda he has.
Let me ask this question. I'm trying to get into the mind of the ex. How comfortable can the ex be?
I asked the question before you guys came in.
If, let's say, your baby daddy has proposed, you don't have anywhere to stay, you can move in and stay with us. First of all, somebody is already dominating the house.
Mm-hmm.
As a cheerleader, something that belonged to you some time back, now you are going in as a squatter.
Mm-hmm.
What will come into your mind? Because you have your pride at stake, ego at stake. Maybe you bend the rules because of where you find yourself. Who runs the house?
Who does what?
That one is there. If the lady gets happy, overly happy, to move in and stay with the husband and be a visitor in the life of the man who she once was the mistress or the missus, knowing that another woman has occupied that space,
mm-hmm,
and feels comfortable, then there are two things. It's either she has mental problem,
mm-hmm,
or she has a plan.
What if she has artificially created that circumstance?
You let me finish.
To lure you into
being equal, let's say her claims are true, she doesn't have anywhere to stay. But if she is happy and is comfortable moving into the house,
she has an agenda.
Then it's either she has an agenda,
or there's a relationship normal,
or, you see,
there is more than cordial relationship.
Or,
I believe that.
Yeah.
There is that secret affair.
That's
what I'm saying.
That secret affair. Because
what you were saying, it's more than a cordial relationship, it's more than cooperating.
For a man to boldly come to you and tell your wife,
I would like for my ex-wife to come and stay in that house.
Which means, if you the wife and Gaza,
your position Yeah, you can decide to stay or go. Your somebody is coming.
Let me bring some of the messages in real quick. Dear Najeli, please, this is a no-no. There's a saying that it's not difficult lighting an old firewood. Simple solution, the man should rent a place for the ex-wife to save their marriage. The current wife should never allow her husband to bring havoc decorated human being into their home. Jesu. Simple, the husband would end up sleeping with... I lost that one there. Don't accept it. But the ex has family to stay with and start everything all over again.